Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Alana get revenge on her man Garrett, say aye.
Aye!
Alana, good morning.
Morning.
How can we help you?
Okay, so I need to get my husband back because he ruined my job interview. I've been looking for a job for 6 months, and it's been such a pain in the butt. I've been looking for something that's, like, pays well and not entry level, and I finally got an interview. I was so stoked about it.
Okay.
So what happened was I was sitting down with the boss, and we started talking. I thought everything was going really well, and we got caught up, so I forgot to give him my resume. So about 15 minutes in, I reached my purse, and I was like, oh, let me give you my resume. And I looked in my bag, and I saw a freaking cockroach.
In your purse?
In my purse.
Ew.
So I screamed and I threw my bag at him.
Oh, hold on. Wait, you threw your bag at the person interviewing you?
Well, I got scared. I just kind of threw it up and it like went in his face.
Oh, no.
So you got the job then is what you're saying.
Oh, my God.
No, I didn't.
The dumbest thing you can do.
Stop.
It was just a knee-jerk reaction.
How in the world did a cockroach get into your purse?
Well, okay, so it turns out it was a fake cockroach, and my husband used to do this to me all the time, but it's been like a year since he did it to me last, so I wasn't expecting it.
So your husband likes to put fake cockroaches in your things?
Well, yeah, he used to put it like around the house to scare me, but
oh
he
my God.
So did he forget that he put it in your purse, or he put it in purpose knowing that you were going to an interview?
He put it in purpose knowing that I was going to an interview.
Oh, my God. Why would he do that? That's messing with both of your money.
Yeah, that's dumb. You should divorce him.
I know. I'm like, don't mess with his bag.
He's an idiot. You said I do to this guy?
Joey.
So did you, like, call your husband out? I would be really upset if mine did that to me.
Yeah, I did call him out, and he's not even sorry. He thinks it's funny. And apparently he likes when I don't have a job because then I can cook and clean for him.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Yeah.
No.
What?
I need to get him back.
So he did this on purpose so you didn't get the job.
Yeah.
God, that is so awful. And that is so stupid to cook and clean. I want money before all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I can order food if I'm making money.
There you go.
Okay, how many seconds are we giving her, Carla?
182.
182 seconds to convince and coax your man Garrett into baby talking to you. Now, Alana always asks the question, do you guys baby talk in the relationship?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Good.
Is this going to be easy for you to get him to baby talk, or are we going to be really uncomfortable while you're doing this?
I don't know. I mean, usually you just do it at home. I don't really ask him to do it on the phone, so we'll see what happens.
You do it at home, like when you're going to sleep, or he's trying to put you to sleep? Hello.
Like when we're cuddling on the couch, or when we're in bed.
Yeah. You know? You have a little pet name for him?
Oh, my gosh.
I just call him Babe.
Babe? That's corny. We call like Garrett the Ferret.
Garrett the Ferret?
Why don't we start something new this morning?
Oh my gosh.
So when you talk to Milana, start calling him Garrett the Ferret and see how that sounds.
Okay?
No.
He's like, hi, Garrett, my little ferret.
Oh, my gosh.
See how he reacts, okay, Alana?
Okay, I'll try it.
Try
oh
it,
my
you
God,
know?
You're going to listen to Joe.
I'm here to help you get back at this guy.
Oh, my.
It's cute, right?
A ferret?
Yeah. Hey, Garrett the Ferret.
Don't All right. ferret smell?
Anything smells if you don't wash it, right?
Joey.
Alana.
Oh, my gosh.
We're calling Garrett. We need his number from you. Calling Garrett the Ferret up next. Cupcake Calls with your morning mess.
God.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the morning mess.
You're my honey bun sugar cup. Humpty, humpty, humpty. You're my sweetie pie.
Okay, morning mess. We're back with a cupcake call. We spoke to Alana, and she needs revenge on her man the worst way. He ruined a job interview. Now, Alana, you let us know that Garrett purposely set you up, so you did fail this interview.
Yes, he did.
He put a fake cockroach in your purse, and we're like, that's kind of immature. Mm-hmm. So obviously when you went in the purse, to get your resume. You freaked out in front of the guy you were interviewing with. But
yeah, that was super embarrassing.
The underlining message is he keeps doing stuff like this to make you lose jobs because he doesn't want you working.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, that's not his call to make. If you want to be working, that's completely up to you. Maybe you can go get a job, and then you can just hire someone to do the cooking and cleaning that he really wants done.
Exactly. I want to be a lady boss. I don't want to be a stay-at-home wife.
You better work, girl. I'm so sorry. This is the one time I agree with Joey. Your man's kind of an idiot.
Thank you.
Well, we're not the ones that said I do, so no, thank you. So we're going to call your man Garrett the Ferret, and I suggest you call him Garrett the Ferret because I think...
God.
You'd be very confused.
Oh, my God.
Right?
It's like, why are you calling me that?
You've never called him Garrett the Ferret?
No.
Do you like it, though?
I like it. I think it's adorable.
Perfect.
Never came to my brain, yeah.
So we're going to give you how many seconds, Garrett?
182.
182 seconds.
Okay.
To convince him and baby talking to you, right?
Yes.
Okay. Are we ready for Garrett the Ferret?
Yes.
And, and Alana the Llama. Are we ready?
A llama and a ferret?
They walk into the bar. Here we go.
Babe, guess what?
Hey, babe, what's going on?
I got another job interview.
Wow, that's great. When?
It's actually this morning. It's a little last minute, but I don't care. I'm going to make it work.
Well, cool. Good luck.
Yeah, you owe me a lot of good luck after our last little incident, Garrett the Ferret.
What did you just call me?
Garrett the Ferret. It's a new nickname. Do you like it?
Oh, I mean, it's weird. I don't know if I like it or not.
You know what's weird is putting a cockroach in my purse when I go to job interview.
I was trying to hype you up by putting the cockroach in your bag. Like, I don't...
Okay, well, it didn't work, but you know what would work is if we just did, like, a little cute talk on the phone.
Oh,
come on,
really?
Garrett, Ferret. Do you like it now?
Stop calling me Garrett. All right, okay. All right. But, okay.
Come on,
let's
I'm
do
nervous.
It. Yeah, you're doing great, baby.
Come on, you're not even doing it.
All right, fine. Okay. You're such a good baby. You're so good.
Oh, that's so cute. Can you call me Alana the Llama?
Oh my God.
All right. You're Alana the Llama, and I'm Garrett the Ferret. I can't believe I just said that.
You are.
Yeah, you're. And the ferret wants to ride the llama. I'm so proud of you, baby. You're doing so good. Oh, Garrett the Ferret loves the llama.
Oh my gosh, Alana the Llama loves Garrett the Ferret.
I'm the ferret, baby. I'm the ferret who wants to ride the llama. You're doing so good, baby.
Sounds like Carla.
Hi, baby.
Hey, Garrett. Garrett the Ferret.
Yeah?
Oh, my
like
God.
The way you respond. So we have to let you know something, my guy. You're live on the radio right now.
Come on, really?
Yeah. We're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5, and you've just been Cupcake Call! A lot of the llama, you want to let her know why you're embarrassing him?
Yeah, because you put a cockroach in my bag and ruined my job interview.
Alana, are you kidding me? Why would you do this? No, stop laughing. Why would you do this?
Oh, wow.
Ooh, he's so mad.
It's a mad ferret.
Oh, a feisty ferret.
Yeah. Oh.
Ferrets are mean.
I hope it's worth it. So dumb.
He's a pissed ferret. He's a parrot. Yeah.
Stop calling me a ferret. It's so dumb.
No. Parrot? Joey. No.
Yeah, great. I hope everybody's happy. This is Alana, this is so dumb. Congratulations. I hope you're really happy.
He is a parrot, because he already said that.
Great.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.